The Steam Packet Company, as we know it, was formed in 1830 and for over 150 years as an independent company took passengers and freight across the Irish Sea. But in 1996 it was sold to Jim Sherwood Sea Containers. This, to put it mildly, caused a stir and started a series of transactions over the following years in which the company, seen as a profitable investment vehicle, changed hands. In May 2018 it was bought by the Isle of Man government. In a moment, though, Jim Sherwood's plans for his new acquisition in 1996. First, though, and reflecting Manx concerns, the late Walter Gilby, MHK, who was a director of the packet.
I think it will upset a lot of people, and a lot of people, like myself, are very sorry about it, because we would all have preferred the steam packet to maintain and continue its 166 years of independence. However, in the circumstances of Sea Containers holding 43% and then obtaining the promise that they could obtain another 15%, there is unfortunately no alternative.
Well, our plan is to completely re-tonnage the company. The Steam Packet Company has three over-age ships in its fleet at the moment, and indeed the freight capacity is too little. So we envision replacing all three vessels by 1998 with brand new modern fast ships. So we should have a very great improvement in the level of service which is provided. Since two of the ships will be high-speed car ferries, it will also enable us to develop the market for tourists to the island from Liverpool, Blackpool, Dublin, Belfast. Now, everyone has talked about these markets, but in reality, in years past, the Steam Packet Company has not had the capacity to carry the markets based on their potential.